out for a Sunday afternoon spin. Feeling the need for speed, William and Kate hit the canyons of Queenstown in the famous white-knuckle shot-over jet. This is the couple's first extended trip to the South Island on this tour. It means leaving Prince George behind in Wellington for the night and kicking back.
The arms in the air, the screams, both tell you this is a couple enjoying downtime from parenthood. But it's talk of baby number two that has got the media in a frenzy.
It was yesterday, while meeting Cynthia Reid, the woman who knitted a shawl for Prince George when he was born, that Prince William was reported to have said he might have to make another one soon. By the morning in Dunedin, all the talk was about the possible pitter-patter of tiny feet. Had the Duke insinuated Kate was pregnant, or just that we wouldn't have to wait too long for a kid, brother or sister, for Prince George? It was a telling sip of red wine later at an Otago vineyard that hinted everyone had jumped to the wrong conclusion. In the end, it was a good old-fashioned health and safety briefing prior to boarding the shot-over jet that finally put the rumour to rest.
It's in our safety brief that we have to ask if anyone's pregnant, back injuries, anything else medically that they think they should tell us. And I asked that, and there was no answer from anybody. So I took it that would be a no.
For a short time, the media's adrenaline had been running high. In fact, the only ones on a real white-knuckle ride turned out to be the proud parents of one. Paul Harrison, Sky News, in Queenstown.